News from NOAA. It's been a year since Hurricane Katrina landed on the U.S. Gulf Coast and became the most destructive hurricane ever to strike the nation. The devastation for hundreds of miles was complete, and the memories of that day are forever etched in the minds of those who survived the monster storm and those who were there to help. That's how it is for Commander Mark Moran of the NOAA Commissioned Corps, who was part of the helicopter crew that flew more than 100 hours over the affected areas from Panama Beach, Florida, to New Orleans. Moran and his colleagues took dozens of photos of what Katrina left in her wake. Moran said that the utter destruction became more and more apparent as they flew west from Florida to Louisiana.
You would see not just homes, completely devastated, washed away, but you would see entire communities, entire towns just leveled, and unrecognizable kind of devastation, where you can't tell one structure from another.
The NOAA Bell 212 Twin Huey helicopter flew support and survey missions from August 31st to September 21st. During those missions, Moran just couldn't believe the wide swath that Katrina cut through the Gulf Coast landscape.
I had seen tornado damage like that severe in the Midwest. And when you see that, it's just a very narrow swath. But here it was a swath, over 100 miles wide of just complete devastation.
Little did they know it, but the NOAA helicopter pilots were about to see an even graver situation as they flew towards New Orleans.
It was as if you were flying over a ghost town. While you were flying over it, the only activity was helicopters.
What struck Moran and his colleagues most as they surveyed New Orleans was the stench emanating from the ground. Even flying 500 feet in the air, he said it was unforgettable.
Before you even saw New Orleans, you knew you were getting close. Your nose told you were getting close.
Moran said it was every bad smell you can imagine stacked on top of each other, including the human toll.
You're looking at thousands, tens of thousands of homes, and you think every one of those houses probably had, bug spray, paint, all kinds of household chemicals. Then there's businesses with all the chemicals and petroleum products.
Moran has spent a lot of time in the Gulf Coast. He has family in that region that was affected by Hurricane Katrina. An aunt and uncle in Biloxi, Mississippi, have a home about 100 yards from the shore. The storm surge pushed water into their home almost to the second story, trapping them inside for a time. A year later, they have nearly completed the reconstruction of their home. For the millions still recovering from Hurricane Katrina, Commander Mark Moran has high hopes that they'll see a better day.
It's a beautiful part of the country, and it's going to take years and years for it to eventually come back. It did after Camille went through, and eventually it did, and I think those people down there will eventually recover, and I certainly wish them the best.
You can see dozens of photos that Moran and his colleagues took during their survey of the Gulf Coast in the NOAA helicopter at www.katrina.noaa.gov. You also can find photos of Hurricane Katrina's eye wall taken by NOAA P3 Hurricane Hunter pilots, satellite images of the storm, and reports from NOAA agencies on the storm's impact. That's news from NOAA. I'm Greg Hernandez from NOAA headquarters in Washington. For the latest news, see the NOAA homepage at www.noaa.gov, where science gains value.